Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Linda Blunt, the CEO of the Black Women's Health Imperative. And she's joining us to talk about the National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, which is tomorrow, February 7th. And that kicks off the Awareness Week for the Black community. Linda, welcome.
Thank you, Kiplin. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us about this day. I know some of our listeners are probably thinking it's not necessary for an awareness day because HIV and AIDS has been cured. You know, Magic Johnson has lived forever and he's healthy and wonderful. So explain to our listeners why a day is necessary to specifically target our community.
Well, you are exactly right. So many of us feel as though AIDS and HIV are no longer a problem. But what we know and what we've seen is that HIV, rates of HIV infection are actually increasing in the Black community. And this is something we don't hear about every day. It's not in the news. And for Black women in particular, HIV rates are growing fastest among that group of any population group. So we absolutely need to draw women's attention and all of our attention to the fact that this is happening and empower women with the tools they need to protect themselves and prevent HIV.
Now, Linda, I guess my next question would be, why is this still happening? Because we all know what HIV and AIDS are. We all know how to prevent the spread of HIV and AIDS. So why in 2016 is this still a challenge specifically for our community?
Well, it's a challenge because we actually don't know how to prevent it in a large sense. You would think so. But the people who got that message were men. And still, when we talk about HIV, we're talking about men generally. You rarely hear women mentioned. And so when you think about Black women in particular, and we're talking about women who maybe are low income and live in areas of concentrated poverty, they don't have access to the information or the tools to prevent HIV, and their partners who may be HIV positive, because it's easier for a man to give it to a woman, may not allow them to take the kinds of steps they need to protect themselves, like using a condom, because they may think that something else is going on. So we've got to make sure that women understand that there are things they can do to protect themselves. And that's why for National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day and for the week and for the next 8 months, we'll be talking about pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's called PrEP. And so our campaign is called Let's Talk About PrEP.
Well, let's talk about PrEP. Because when I saw that term, I didn't know what it was. I'm a healthy woman. I know about HIV and AIDS. I know about using condoms. But explain to our listeners exactly what is PrEP and what makes it effective for women who may not be able to talk a partner into using a condom.
So as I said, PrEP is short for a long-term pre-exposure prophylaxis. It is something you do before you're exposed to HIV, or if you're in a relationship with a partner who's HIV positive and you want to prevent yourself from being infected. So PrEP is a number of things. It's a pill that you take once a day. It's using condoms. It's getting regular testing to make sure that you're HIV negative. It's being aware of safe sex practices to keep yourself negative. And what we're trying to do for the next few months here in Atlanta and across the country is to make sure women know this, know that there are tools at their disposal and things that they can do to prevent HIV.
Now, Linda, one of the things you said before the PrEP, you said that it's easier for women to contract AIDS than men. That's the first time I've heard that. I've heard it alluded to before, but you're the first person in authority that I have heard say something like that. Could you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. Without getting into too much detail, when you think about having sex, if there can be micro tears in a woman's vagina, and if a man is HIV positive, it's much easier for the virus to penetrate that mucosal membrane than the other way around. And also, if women are IV drug users and share drugs, that's another common way of being exposed to HIV. But predominantly, 88% of all HIV infections for women happen through heterosexual sex.
And again, you mentioned about some of the work that your organization, which is the Black Women's Health Imperative, some of the work that they're going to be doing in Atlanta. Can you share with our listeners why Atlanta is one of the target markets for your efforts?
We can. Atlanta, unfortunately, has one of the fastest growing rates of HIV infection among Black women. So you're looking at women who are low income in areas of concentrated poverty. Their social networks involve often men who are in prison, who come out of prison, and then who go back to prison. And so they just don't have the resources at their disposal. So we're actually going to deploy street teams to go out and talk to women, give them information, have conversations, and record their stories so we can understand how best to communicate with them, but also help them understand they've got the power and the tools to prevent exposure to HIV. That's why we're calling our campaign Let's Talk About PrEP, because we'll be out talking to women. And if people go to the website, letstalkaboutprep.com, they can get all kinds of information about resources right here in Atlanta where they can be tested or treated or counseled for HIV.
One of the other surprising statistics that your organization shared was that 67% of children younger than 13 in new cases of HIV and AIDS. How is that possible? Because don't they treat the mothers so that the children don't get the infection? That's been going on for a number of years.
That's a bit scary, isn't it? We want to believe that. But providers don't often think about women and HIV. So you go to your physician, providers don't often think to ask you what kind of relationship you're in or what kind of exposures you might have. And so while we can prevent transmission to infants and through breast milk, if the provider doesn't ask and if the woman doesn't know to ask, then often it's too late.
How is it that these women don't know to ask?
Because they think of HIV as something that happens to men and not something that happens to women. Think about the news. As when you hear about HIV, how often do you hear about women? Almost never. And the message we get is this is a man's disease. This is not a woman's disease. Women don't need to worry about it. But absolutely, we do need to worry about it. And fortunately, we can prevent it.
For our listeners who want more information about the Black Women's Health Imperative and about the program that you all are launching, Let's Talk About PrEP, how can they get this information and how can they get involved?
So I would say first, be aware of National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Go to letstalkaboutprep.com. Also, if you're in social media, we're having a thunderclap, a Twitter thunderclap on Monday. Hashtag Let's Talk About PrEP so you can get involved in that conversation. And if you go to our website, bwhi.org, you'll find out lots of information on HIV, on AIDS, and how to protect yourself, and what we're doing across the country.
And that website, again, is Let's Talk About PrEP, all one phrase, no spaces, .com.
Yeah.
Let's Talk About PrEP, PrEP.com. Linda, I want to thank you so much for what you all are doing. Thank you for educating our community about the National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day, which is tomorrow, February 7th. And the week, which will take place all next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kipling.